Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Sarith Hawk. In Fresno County, time is running out to get a tax measure on the November ballot that would fund transportation. Now, some officials in Fresno are stepping up.
They have come forward and announced last week their own general tax to help fund what they say is a budget shortfall of millions of dollars that can lead to layoffs and reductions.
It's a last-minute scramble to fill a major funding gap. We speak with a Fresnoland reporter who's been following the developments. That story in a moment, but first, these headlines. A court-appointed doctor says an immigrant detention center in Kern County lacks adequate health care access that could cause serious harm for detainees. KBPR's Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado has the details.
The doctor looked at conditions inside the immigrant detention center in California City back in May. He spoke with facility staff as well as 40 patients inside and reviewed the facility in 8 areas, including timely access to emergencies and medications and staffing. In all areas, the doctor said the facility lacks an adequate system to care for patients. The doctor said healthcare conditions at the facility put individuals at, quote, serious risk of both immediate and long-term harm. He added that the facility is housing individuals with serious medical and mental health conditions, including active cancer and acute psychiatric illness. These types of reviews of immigrant detention centers are rare, but it was ordered by a judge as part of a class action lawsuit that was filed last November. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
A new law in Fresno could require retailers to keep licenses in order to sell tobacco. City leaders say licenses are currently not required for businesses that sell tobacco products. Nelson Esparza is the president of the Fresno City Council. He says the goal is to prevent addictions and limit sales to young people.
You know, we continue to see tobacco products being sold to underage customers by irresponsible operators who place their profits ahead of the health of our community. And this ordinance is going to help end that.
Officials will introduce the license rule at their meeting on Thursday. Incarcerated firefighters formed almost half of the state's emergency response hours during last year's wildfire season. A new state bill aims to help them find a job after leaving prison. Royal Ramey is a formerly incarcerated firefighter and helps others with career support after being released. Ramey says he faced many challenges trying to find a career in the fire service.
Every agency has their different requirements. How do I put this experience that I had in fire camp on a resume? You know, when I came home, I was on parole, so I had to worry about parole restrictions. Where can I travel? Where can I go, right? And then ultimately, though, you know, you're competing against folks that have their EMT, their Firefighter One Academy, right?
The new bill would provide official certification for training received in prison, as well as a hiring preference with CAL FIRE.
KVPR's $10,000 drawing is underway. Support KVPR by purchasing your $100 ticket for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Only 800 tickets will be sold. Purchase tickets now at kvpr.org/10k.
And now to our main story. A half-cent sales tax in Fresno County, known as Measure C, has funded transportation projects in the area for the past 30 years. It's been critical in helping local governments maintain public roads and transit, and it has less than a year left on the books. Efforts to replace Measure C have been in the works for months. One possible option, the Better Roads, Safe Streets initiative, was gaining steam and seemed likely headed for the November ballot. But it took an unexpected turn at a Fresno County Board of Supervisors meeting in mid-July. Here's Supervisor Nathan Magsig questioning the language in the measure.
Why did the authors think it was so important to put so much prescription on the county when the county wasn't even there to help craft it?
After a long and tense discussion, a majority of the board voted to delay the measure in favor of a 30-day study, which would miss the deadline to qualify for the November ballot. The reaction and fallout was swift. 1 week after the vote, officials in the city of Fresno issued their own tax plan to make up for the anticipated loss in funding. Here's City Council President Nelson Esparza.
The mayor, myself, my colleague Councilmember Carbasi are bringing forward an item asking this council to place a general sales tax before Fresno voters in November of this year.
To break this all down, I spoke to Fresnoland reporter Pablo Orihuela about the tight turnaround city leaders in Fresno now face in this new citywide tax campaign. Pablo starts by telling me why Fresno County supervisors broke with an initiative that already had widespread support.
The real sticking point for the majority of supervisors was their interpretation of the language of the measure as it currently stands was, if not too broad, too restrictive as to what the county can do with that money that the measure would generate. Many of them felt that it was either too prescriptive to bike lanes or for a bus and other sort of public transportation only lanes, and that they felt that they would maybe be open to litigation if they did not go ahead and go through with that form of transportation spending. Many members and even some writers of the initiative were there, said that that's not the case, but supervisors then would say that the language is too broad and we don't feel comfortable going on with this transportation measure if we can't order a study to more firmly understand what this measure allows us to do.
And now that the vote has been made and it's going back to a study, when is the earliest that they could actually take this issue up again to fund a Measure C replacement? Could they actually, fast track that study to make it on the ballot in time?
Well, it's really interesting. So the way we would want to get back to this is currently there are no county board of supervisors meetings scheduled before August 7th, which is the deadline to get a measure qualified for the November general election ballot. What could happen is either the board chair or a majority of the supervisors, so three of them, can call a special meeting before that date, which they would then use to put that measure on the ballot through another vote. But at the last county board of supervisors meeting, a study was ordered for county staff to better understand this measure. And it sounded at the time that county staff would need all of those 30 days. And if that is the case, then there would be no time to call a special meeting. So it's very difficult. The odds are very likely that it's just not going to make it by deadline. It's obviously still too early to say. We still have about a little over a week at this point. So we'll see what happens. But it's looking very likely that this is going to get punted to 2028.
And I want to pivot a bit because, in response to this delay now from Fresno County, the city of Fresno made a big announcement about a citywide general sales tax. Can you talk about what was in that proposal?
Yeah. So the city, which is both the largest contributor to the Measure C transportation tax pot and has somewhat among local circles been either mulling, splintering off and putting in their own transportation tax on a ballot or staying and sort of being in support of this Better Roads initiative. The mayor, to his credit, Jerry Dyer, was in support of that Better Roads initiative. But now that it looks like it's not going to make the ballot, they have come forward and announced last week their own general tax to help fund what they say is a budget shortfall of millions of dollars that can lead to layoffs and reductions, if not outright elimination of certain services and staffing jobs in the city. They are arguing that this is not a sales tax increase because all that's going to happen is once Measure C expires at the end of summer next year, that what we are already paying in Measure C tax will be what we continue to pay just now as a city general tax.
And what are they actually saying could happen if it doesn't pass? You mentioned millions of dollars, but this is a very short time window also to propose such a big measure.
Right. I mean, to their credit, I don't think people thought we were going to get here months, if not even a year ago. Speaking personally, that we would get Measure C renewal done through the more orthodox measure, which is to say through COG. Once that failed, a lot of people thought with the signatures that the Better Roads Initiative got that they would be what eventually makes it to the ballot. So it's been very, very last minute, if only because I think nobody, even the city, thought that the Better Roads Initiative would not at least make it to the ballot. Whether or not it would get approved for the voters is a different discussion, but I think everyone thought it would at least qualify for the ballot. And so now that it has not made that, it has sort of forced the city into this very tough place where they are now facing a budget shortfall, as I said, of millions and millions of dollars. And, they don't want to stand idly by and face layoffs and reductions of services because of, politics that are not completely on their hands. Part of it is the county, part of it is other rural communities in the city of Clovis that are part of this. And so this general tax, I'd argue, kind of puts the responsibility back completely toward them.
And There has been really a history of a lot of difficulty in passing Measure C in the past. Now we're talking about a city tax measure. What are some other complications that you see could arise between now and November, or even now until the Fresno City Council introduces it this Thursday?
Yeah, so I think the big issue that people are going to have both at the council and at the electorate overall here at the city is Measure C was a tax-generating measure that specifically sought to generate funds for transportation-related expenses. A general tax cannot legally earmark any funds for any reason, so obviously the city is very motivated to use those funds for those transportation reasons. They do not want to see those layoffs or reductions in services happening, but many people will see this on the ballot and have questions about what mechanisms are in place to make sure this money does go, in fact, to these transportation-related instances. The city has argued that they'll be publishing independent audits and that they'll have certain language built into the measure to make sure that there's accountability with where that money goes. But, you know, obviously it's we've only had days. We'll have less than a week to review everything just before it even goes to council. And we'll have just a few months to vote on it in November if the council approves the measure. So this is all happening very quickly. And there are a lot of questions that are coming out of it as a result.
So let's say that they go before the city council and it passes, and somehow Fresno County also fast tracks this study and gets it on the ballot, this Better Road, Safe Streets. Now we're facing two potential things that are coming on the November ballot. Has there ever been discussion on what could happen if that scenario comes up?
Yeah, so city leaders have said that their proposed sales tax plan can sunset one of two ways. One is just a natural sunset date of 10 years later after it gets approved by voters. Another is if the county passes a countywide transportation tax measure, then the city's sales tax would expire immediately after. So in that scenario, it does seem like the county's transportation tax would supersede the city's ballot measure. Mm. But at this point, it's looking like we're not going to get one, at least anytime soon.
And, you know, we've heard from a few key leaders on the city council and Mayor Jerry Dyer, who have been introducing this legislation. Do you have a sense of how other city council members are leaning towards it before the meeting this Thursday?
Admittedly not. You know, it sounds like many of the council members that weren't a part of the introductory press conference are learning about it in real time, the same way you and I are learning about it in the public or in the media. So again, it just gives these guys about a week turnaround time to really learn about the measure, learn about what's at stake, ask their questions before they get it qualified for the ballot. There's an argument to be made that you just need to get it qualified and then you can hash your questions out leading up to November as we keep doing studies and talking about it in the media. But I really wouldn't be able to tell at this point.
And we've talked a lot about what the city of Fresno is doing, but have you heard about how other cities are responding to the loss of Measure C?
You know, a lot of the other cities that we've talked to, so mainly focusing on the transportation agencies, that would be Clovis Transit and the Rural Transit Authority. You know, many of them are having the same reaction that I just mentioned, that, you know, they were envisioning a world where they would have some kind of Measure C replacement in place that was countywide on the ballot in November. And now that it's not, it's a quick scramble to find out what exactly are going to be the consequences we're facing and what can we do about it. So I think the fact that both of those big local transportation agencies are kind of scrambling to find out what comes next draws both the fact that the city introducing this tax measure in such a quick plan and such a quick turnaround time is a very stark and sort of radical policy proposal to do, and also just kind of draws again the sort of reality that many people weren't expecting, that we weren't going to have a countywide transportation tax measure on the ballot in November.
Well, there is a scramble for sure, and so much to continue following. Pablo Orihuela, reporter with Fresno Land, thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.